Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. The Intersection Live podcast series is brought to you by ADP Small Business Services, supporting the accountant community.
Hi, this is Darren Root, the executive editor of the CPA Technology Advisor, and I am here today with two fantastic guests as a part of our Who's Who series. First, I have Jim Metzler. Jim is the vice president of small firm interests with the AICPA, so many of you probably have seen or know Jim's name. So, Jim, welcome today.
Thank you, Darren.
I also have Janice Parthen, and Janice is the Senior Technical Manager for the IT Interest section of the AICPA, and I actually worked for a little while with Janice on the CITP Credential Committee. So, Janice, welcome today.
Thank you.
Well, Jim, to kind of get started, what I'd like to talk a little bit about is probably you and I both have heard this myth in the past that the AICPA is only for large firms. And I run a small firm, and so I certainly know that that's not true. But why don't you kind of tell our listeners what all is going on with the AICPA, and especially as it relates to small firms.
Okay, Darren, I'd be glad to do that. You know, you and I both, we share a lot of practice experiences. I had 32 years as a partner in a small firm in Buffalo, New York. So, and I've been with the AICPA 7 years now, so I really know what are the things that practitioners are concerned about and the things that frustrate practitioners. I came to the Institute 7 years ago to begin the effort to really getting out in front of small firms and really listening to firms, important members of the AICPA, and putting together the resources, the advocacy items, et cetera, that would be relevant to them. And I will tell you, I was pleasantly surprised, you know, this is 7 years ago now, I can hardly believe it, just how much was really there. At that time, I was doing about 80 speeches a year, just getting out with the members and listening. And it was really quite amazing how many people, you know, were carrying that taint of large firm, when in fact, when you begin to show members of the AICPA or CPAs who aren't members, just what is at the AICPA for small firms, they're kind of blown away. 97% of the 44,000 practices of the AICPA are firms 10 and under. 31,000 are sole practitioners. So it's a big audience, very important audience. We have a couple areas at the Institute. There are homes for firms at the AICPA. The primary home for practitioners as a whole is PCPS, known as the Private Companies Practice Section. 7,000 firms pay a little bit of extra dues to belong. It's only $35 per CPA, not to exceed 700. So, you know, most firms, you know, one or two CPAs, you know, only pay a couple hundred dollars. But within PCPS, Private Companies Practice Center, there is just a wealth of resources in all areas of practice. One of the things that we have within our structure is fully realizing that small firms serve small businesses, that it's not just about accounting and tax, although that is something we all know and love. Two-thirds of the client relationship for any small firm are things other than core accounting and core tax. We have structured ourselves accordingly around our team at the AICPA is around practice management, the private companies practice section. We have our information technology member section. We have our business valuation member section. We have our forensics section and our personal financial planning section. What that all means is that we totally get that all those components are what makes up client relationship. And our focus here today is on information technology, and we have really worked hard at and have been successful at repositioning the whole area of IT kind of away from where it was, and a lot of the great work that you know, you are doing in your publication for sure, but expanding our resources and education on just what is important to core CPAs that are involved in auditing and accounting at the clients. When you get down to internal control, not realizing that information technology is the guts of internal control can be a pretty serious mistake. With that, what I thought I would do is see if Janice would pick up here and really talk about why CITP is a credential and the Information Technology Members section, you know, how are they relevant to core CPAs? Janice, you want to take over here?
Yes, thanks, Jim. So in the past 2 years or plus, we realized that there's a growing need for CPAs who, you know, conduct audits either internally or externally, or if they're performing business reporting, that they should have an understanding of technology. Especially with the economic downturn in the past year, companies are having to rely more on technology to improve company or firm operations. Examples of this could be cloud computing or software as a service. You see more firms, smaller firms, reaching out to some of these services to try to thin out their operations or even at the organizational level. And so a lot of times, from the auditor's perspective, having to have an understanding of technology is really important from that aspect. So if you practice in the field of auditing, consulting, or working corporate finance, the AICPA's IT resources offered by the interest area is really beneficial for a CPA's career as well as his or her organization or client. And the resources that we provide in the IT interest area specifically is to five topic areas that CPAs encounter most with technology and information management. This could include business system reporting, IT assurance services, internal control, computer forensic services, and risk considerations. So primarily, a lot of what we offer in terms of our benefits with the IT section membership includes our educational resources like IT Audit School, our monthly webcast, content suites, and discussion papers. On the other hand, the CITP credential is a certification that distinguishes CPAs who can provide business insight by understanding the technology aspects of financial or business processes, or just leveraging the technology to improve a particular process. So with both the IT section membership and the CITP credential, there's a lot of opportunities to gain better understanding as an auditor, internal auditor, or just a business reporting CPA to be able to better leverage the information to do your work and improve that aspect of things.
Well, Janice, just so our listeners understand what CITP is, so it's Certified Information Technology Professional, can you give us just a little bit of background on, if we have somebody listening who says, boy, that's for me, how do I get involved? How do I think about becoming a CITP? What would that process look like?
Sure, Darren. So for the CITP credential, which is the Certified Information Technology Professional credential, at this time, basically, you have to have a minimum of 5 years of experience working, practicing in accounting, and you also have to be a valid CPA. You don't have to be an active CPA, but you have to have a valid CPA license. And based on that, primarily right now, we're focusing on CPAs who have the business experience in the topic areas that I had mentioned, at least within the past 10 years. That's the same with the lifelong learning or education requirements that's associated with the application process. The third piece of that is other certifications that we also look at to see if that might apply to the body of knowledge areas that I had mentioned earlier. However, in the next year, in 2011, we are planning to launch an examination associated with the CITP credential. So there probably would be some changes down the line for the CITP credential for future applicants.
Well, I know, Janice, when I was working with you, that you guys were working really hard on developing curriculum to help especially auditors get more technologically competent as it relates to the use of technology, which, you know, I'm finding it hard today to understand how any CPA functions without understanding technology and really having a good handle on how to use it.
Yeah, if I could chime in here, Darren, I've got to tell you, first and foremost, publicly thank you for your contributions and volunteer work in helping us really take CITP in the 21st century. You'll be pleased to know that we've had tremendous uptake in the credential. And, you know, I completely agree. It is impossible to be an auditor today and especially fulfill requirements of the risk-based assessment standards. I mean, going through a paper checklist doesn't nearly get you to the place of the integrity of the data, the protection of the data, protection of the system, you know, availability, uptime, and all the threats that are indeed truly risk to the company, let alone holes in the internal control that without an understanding of technology could easily be giant gaps with regard to any given company. I've been kind of amazed, you know, since Sarbanes-Oxley and all the issues around 404, that there's not been as much emphasis from the SEC really around, you know, the need to really audit and be more secure with regard to the client's information system. So,
sure.
You know, I completely agree with you, and I guess that was your influence on our repositioning of the credential. So.
Well, Jim, thanks. But what you know, one of the things I want to make sure that I at least bring up, because I'm planning on being there, is this year, for the first time that I know of, the Practitioner Symposium and the IT conferences are merging. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, this is really exciting. The tech conference, I mean, you know, many people listening here have probably been there, has been very successful over the years, as Practitioner Symposium. If you were to take any two conferences that would be right to put together that's there from a small, medium firm perspective, it's those two conferences. Those practitioners that only came to the Practitioner Symposium, you know, wanting more practice management there, they came there for some A&A update, really thirsted and really asked us for more technology. Yet at the same time, at the tech conference, more and more attendees at tech conference from firms asking us how can we really apply information technology and, you know, all today's technologies, cloud computing, whatever, you know, auditing through the computer at a practice level. So we co-located them in Las Vegas. I'm pleased to report that the registration so far are through the roof. I don't know the exact number, but I know that in the middle of tax season, we were something like 250 pre-registrations ahead of if you were to take the separate conferences and add them together at that time. So we're going to get a lot of buzz. We'll get a lot of buzz on the vendor floor. There'll be a lot of energy. It's really given us some really good ideas now for perhaps co-locating or whatever you want to call it, combining a number of other conferences, many in our tax area. So, I mean, it's going to be really good. So I hope to see, you know, pretty close to 1,000 people there.
Well, now you have me really nervous because I am doing the Innovation Awards in L.A. on Monday night and heading to practitioners on Tuesday and speaking, I believe, on Wednesday morning. So if there's big crowds, I'm going to have to actually really get a little bit sharper, I suspect.
Darren, you're always sharp. Come on.
I think it's going to be a great conference. I agree with you. I think those two things fit hand in hand, and you cannot beat the Bellagio. It's a phenomenal place to have a conference. So I'm really excited about it. I'm probably more excited about this one than any other. Well, the thing I wanted to say to both you guys is that I really appreciate what the AICPA is doing. You know, Eric Askerson, who runs CPA to Biz, and I talk quite a bit, and he's a friend of mine. And, you know, so I get a lot of feedback from him on what all is going on in the AICPA and how you guys are leading, you know, small firms into the future and really trying to educate them on where they need to be thinking about going. Because, you know, this idea that you can wait 15 years before you make changes is just not realistic anymore. We have to get these small firms engaged, and you guys are leading the way, which I know is what you want to do. So thank you and congratulations on doing that.
Thank you, Darren, and thank you again for all your help in helping us do that.
Well, guys, we're out of time today. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to educate small firms and for being a part of Who's Who. The AICPA is always Who's Who, so that was a given. But thanks for both of you guys taking the time today to spend with me. So good luck and hope to see you at Practitioners.
Great, Darren. See you there.
Great.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information about the CPA Technology Advisor's other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit www.cpatechadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106. Or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via TalkShoe.com.